happening now. So if you'd just like to introduce yourself and tell the listeners where you live and why you live there.
Okay, thanks Sue. My name's Claire Sheridan. I live at Cascade Co-Housing, located in southern Tasmania, in South Hobart.
What is your definition of co-housing? What does it mean to live in co-housing?
Ooh, definition of co-housing. I'm not sure the real definition, but certainly for me, that we live on a shared space and we share various things about that space with each other, so that we are a community working together in that space.
So how do people get to live there?
Okay, most of our community have been there since its inception about 25 years ago.
Oh, gosh.
So 25 years ago, I think in the wake of the Franklin Dam activism, some people got together. One of those people had travelled to the US and came across the idea of co-housing, and he was very keen on putting together a co-housing in Tasmania. So he worked with some friends to get some people together. They got onto community radio and talked about their ideas and got more people interested. They eventually found some land close to Hobart City. We're very strategic in getting that land. I think they had to, you know, they knew it was coming up, and they all, somebody raced to their real estate office at 9 o'clock the next morning. Worked together to come up with a framework for how they would work together and divide up the land and what sort of a model they would be using.
So was it a lot of land?
I'm not very big on
but like
sizes.
Housing blocks, could you have built quite a lot of houses on it?
It would have probably been 3 or 4 housing blocks would
okay.
be my guess.
Yeah.
A certain section of our land is really not suitable for a house because we're on quite a slope and it would be hard to access the bottom part of our block. But we've managed to put 12 dwellings onto that area of land.
Wow.
Oh, 12 dwellings plus a common house.
And are they for single people, doubles, families? Is it a mixture of people?
We are a mixture of people. And that's changing, of course.
Mm.
When I first moved in about 11 years ago, with my then, I think, 6 or 7 year old daughter, she was in the middle of a little cohort of primary age children. So now some of that cohort have left home. The rest have a lot of P plates and L plates in the car park.
Yes.
So the demographic is changing. We have maybe three, just off the top of my head, 3 or 4 single people, 3 or 4 families. Look, it's always changing.
So it is diverse, though.
Diverse.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. And so the people who had this great idea, they actually went out and bought that land themselves. Is that right?
I wasn't there at the time, so I'm just piecing together what I know. Yes, they put land together. I think they actually had to have a lot of trust in each other at one point to put money together to buy the land before it was divided up.
Mm. And so then people bought in from them?
I think so.
And are they still there?
Over half the people in our co-housing were original owners.
Well, that speaks a lot for how well it works, doesn't it?
I think so. currently three of those original people are not living at co-housing, and they are renting their houses out. Two have gone interstate to work, and another has moved away into another place in Hobart. But I think, and well, my understanding is probably all those people would like to come back or have that opportunity to come back at some point in the future.
So when you say shared resources, what sort of resources do you share?
Well, we certainly share our common house, which is a substantial house. We have meals there three times a week. So that's probably our main opportunity for getting together. We share the maintenance of the property. We have a working bee once a month. And we look after the vegetation, maintain the common house, the common pathways, car park. That's pretty much it. So we work together. Our working bee, we incorporate a morning tea into that, and that's quite a social time as well. Even if you're not doing a working bee task that day, still invited to come along. That's often a good one. People are often a bit more, we have that on a Sunday morning. So I think people are often a bit more relaxed on a Sunday morning to have a chat about things that are going on. I feel that's often a lot more lighthearted and chatty than our evening meals, where I think sometimes we're a bit tired and just want to get back home again.
We have Saturday monthly working bees. Okay. Very similar. The jobs are shared out, but then people come along for morning tea.
So they're great opportunities for getting to know each other and sharing tasks and sharing skills sometimes.
And do people from outside the community come in?
For meals or
to utilise any of the, can you invite friends over?
Yeah, sure. When we have meals, sometimes whoever's holding the meal or cooking the meal that night might invite somebody over, or if people have friends or family staying, they'll just check in with the cook and invite them along as well. So, yeah, we're reasonably open. We also currently have a couple coming regularly on a Sunday who used to rent a house at the co-housing but have moved into their own home, and they've enjoyed being with the community, so they still come along every week to share a meal.
So in your place, if you wanted to change something, could you do that?
In my house?
Yes.
Change something? Sure.
Yeah. Put a built-in cupboard or something like that.
Yes. So we all own unless you're renting, all the homes are privately owned. So what I do inside my house is really up to me, unless it's going to impact my neighbour in some way, which doesn't happen very often. We have three zones. So we have our personal house, which is totally our land. We have another zone, which is a zone that we kind of lease from, or borrow from co-housing. It's a shared zone that could at some point in the future we might decide that becomes common land again. So we maintain that as well. And then there's just the common land where we all maintain that. And if anyone wants to change anything on that common land, it needs to go to the group. For instance, if we want to, we put a trampoline on a common area, and that needed to go to a group for approval.
And is it cheaper for you to live there than if you were living in a dwelling on your own? A private dwelling?
Potentially. I'd say maybe a little for me, probably different reasons for that. One that comes to mind, just in terms of you know, daily bills, we have a shared connection to our energy, our electricity provider. So we only pay one connection fee. Okay. So even though we have, and we have our own private bill, we have some, as part of a working bee task, somebody goes around and works out how much energy we've used, and we get billed through the community for our electricity use. But we do have that little saving, there's only one connection. By virtue of being on a stratum title, I think my rates are probably cheaper because it's a smaller land size and so on. I know when I first moved in and my daughter was young, we had a little group who, of you know, because I mentioned there's a few of us with primary age children, we had a little shared after school care group. So we managed to not pay for childcare because we took turns looking after each other,
and
other
that's
children.
The absolute beauty of it, isn't it?
Yeah, because everybody's there, everybody knows each other and knows to trust each other. And we have the choice of two spaces. We have a common house that, you know, sometimes I do the childcare in the common house, it's a bigger space. Or we could do it in our own homes, which tend to be a bit smaller, depends how many kids were around that day and whether it was raining or not. So that was certainly a benefit in the early days. We share tools, we share various bits and pieces, which do make life a little bit cheaper.
We don't need to own as many things.
No. And I still have the ability to use a lot of outside space without having to own it. So I can sit at an outside table, which is, you know, in a lovely surrounding right next to my house, but I don't own that. That's common land. Mm.
But you can utilise it at any time.
At any time.
At any time.
Yeah.
So do you show people around, like if people are interested in co-housing, and they lob on your doorstep?
Oh, hopefully they don't lob on our doorstep. We have a procedure. So we have a website. There's somebody who monitors that website. And when anyone's requesting to visit or make contact with someone from the co-housing, he usually emails me to pass on details, and I'm the contact person for our co-housing. And I usually can manage to show people through when they're about, when they're interested to come. I have some flexibility there, and I'm very happy to do that. And I've shown people through local people, people from interstate, people from overseas, quite an interesting mixture of people, and always interesting people. I've always really enjoyed that role in our community. To
so
show
do you charge
through.
People?
No.
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 No, interested people can just be shown around.
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And I usually use that as an opportunity myself. To find out, you know, if they're living in Scandinavia and they're living in a co-housing, oh, I'm keen to find out what do they know as well.
Yeah.
So it's I think it's always a two-way.
Just like this.
It's always a two-way learning.
Absolutely.
I don't lose out there in any way. I don't need to charge for that.
Yeah.
I'd be winning twice if I was. And certainly, yeah, and I just love meeting people from all walks of life. I love meeting people who are interested in that type of thing.
Yes.
So that's a bit of a buzz for me. Yeah.
Well, that's really interesting, and the similarities are very strong between where I live and what you're talking about in terms of the shared resources and the, you know, the people getting along with each other, and there's a particular way of living, isn't there, when you're living in such close proximity to other people?
Yes, there is a certain way of living, and I've certainly learnt a lot by living close to people. I'm still learning. Particularly,
me too.
Sorry?
Me too.
And yes, like you have to develop another awareness of how yes. you impact on people.
Yes.
And I'm always learning more about how I impact on people. I took out a weed out of my plot a few weeks back and got a strong reaction from someone, and I realised, right, I wasn't considering all the possibilities here.
Okay.
Of how one thing I might do might impact on people. So it's just a learning.
Mm.
And, just make the most of that learning.
But sure. It's definitely the way that people should live, where possible.
In co-housing, you mean? Or
Shared resources.
With shared resources.
With shared resources for the planet.
I think, yes, yeah, the lighter footprint.
Mm. Yeah, the lighter footprint has got to be better.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. But there's certainly a price for that. And I think we're not inculcated into culture where we think like that.
Mm.
And it takes a lot of learning. I've certainly learnt a lot and have had to learn a lot and still learn a lot in terms of being with other people. I think it's one thing to have the physical space, the house, the shared grounds, the setup in terms of how meetings work and how it all is all run. Getting along with other people is a whole other area, I think, which is a constant learning for all of us in our community. But certainly, I can only speak for myself, it's been a huge learning curve for me.
Generations ago, we all used to do it.
Blowed if I know how we did.
But, yeah, we're encouraged now to live in isolation.
Yes, and probably all those years ago there were certain ways of being in place, certain rules and understandings that we've probably moved away from,
yes.
And we need to sort out some new ones, and it's definitely an area of interest for me.
Mm. I remember as a child sharing TVs, somebody would bring their TV out the front and all the neighbours would come in and come and sit on the front lawn and watch TV, and it wouldn't happen now. Just putting a TV out the front wouldn't happen.
No. Well, not where we live, no. That's very true. But look, times are changing, and who knows?
Absolutely.
Who knows what's going to be down the track?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, thank you for that. That's really interesting.
Right.
And I'll share it with people.
Great. Thank you, Sue. It's been great talking with you.
Okay. Thank you.